Now joined by head coach Cameron Cooled over at Trenton High School. I think the Lady Bulldogs are in action tonight. Going to go grab my brackets. We have about 5 billion brackets this week. It's one of those weeks here around the high school basketball landscape. Lady Bulldogs are down at Lawson. And, coach, you're going to be seeing a team that you're pretty familiar with. You just played recently in Gallatin.
Yeah, you know, they've been playing a lot better since we saw them even. You know, they're kind of like us in the fact that they're just still getting some things figured out on both ends of the floor, but we're going to definitely have to be ready to go to compete.
I was talking with a couple of coaches on some of the coaches' shows we had Monday and Tuesday about the fact that when you have a young team and a team that's struggling to score points, you can kind of get to the point where you kind of shy away from shooting the ball because the ball didn't go in and, as much as you would like it to. And, you know, we kind of went into the discussion of, you know, there has to be such a balance as a coach with young people that you want them to have the confidence to shoot the ball, but also know the difference between a good shot and a bad shot. And the difference between one and the other, that's something that young teams, is it easier for them to figure out, or is it something that takes some time?
I think it takes some time. You know, just like anything, you know, scoring is just not easy to do, and so, you know, you got to figure out what shot am I good at, and, you know, am I being contested, and, you know, if we move the ball around, just a lot of things have to run through your mind. And for us right now, we want to get you know, we want to engage two defenders, and if we can get an open look out of that, then we definitely want to do that. So the girls have done a good job of taking the right shots. You know, we just got to get some more to fall for sure.
Is one of the biggest issues that you have offensively right now, coach, obviously you have girls that are in different positions and nobody's that been that natural scorer on a team coming up through the years, but also it just seems to me that have you had some three-point looks that have been decent looks don't go in? Yeah, but boy, it seems like that when you get from 10 feet it in, the ability to get an uncontested shot has been really difficult for the girls just to try to find.
Yeah, you know, I think teams are recognizing that some of these shots aren't going in, so they're packing it in a little bit on us, and we don't have, you know, an abundance of size in there either, so you know, when guards try to go in there amongst the trees, it makes it tough to go score. But, you know, I do like our attack mentality. I thought we did a good job against North Platte of attacking, and we still didn't get near as many points as we needed, but, you know, that's a really good team we competed against, and I like the direction the girls are headed.
You know, I watched a little bit of that game on YouTube on Monday night, and North Platte, they don't blow you away with athleticism, sir. You're able to really match up with them athleticism-wise, but they're so structured and good at what they do that they just don't hurt themselves all that much.
No, they're, you know, Coach Davis does such a good job, and they've been doing what they do for a long time, and you know, they're very physical and really just are relentless defensively, and they definitely did have some size on us for sure that made it tough at times for us to figure out, but I was really proud of how hard the girls competed. You know, defensively, again, we were solid. So if we can figure out some things offensively, you know, I like what we're doing.
I know we talked to you in the past, and I know you've heard Brian back in the day when you were assistant under Coach Upton. He would tell me all the time, if we can hold people under 40, we feel like we have a pretty good chance to win. And your defense has been really strong, Coach, and I kind of feel like almost on the opposite side, where if you can find a way to get to 40, you're going to start to win a lot of these games.
Absolutely. You know, and again, that's a testament to the girls. I think defense is the most competitive part of basketball, and so it speaks a lot to them. They're holding some really good teams, you know, to some low numbers. But again, unless we can figure it out on the other end, it's not getting the results we want. But it says a lot about our girls with how hard they work and just the effort that they're willing to put in, night out to get that accomplished.
Is a lot of what you're trying to do, I know I noticed this from the Maysville game, we talked about this the other night after the game, that seems to me that when you get the ball into the front court, you want to find a way to get the ball to Maddie, and whether she scores or draws a foul or anything else, you want to make sure that she touches the ball and kind of run the offense inside, outside. Is that kind of one of the strategies you have going right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think any time you can get the ball inside the paint, whether it's through a pass or the drive, that's good, because when it comes back out, that's a better look for three. It also puts the defense at a disadvantage scrambling out of there. So any way we can get that into her, and you know, Maddie, I think, has been a little more aggressive lately and starting to figure that out as well. So, again, we really like kind of the direction she's going, you know, and just getting better every game as a freshman. So we just look to keep improving. That's what we're looking for, especially as we go compete tonight.
You played Gallatin a week and a night ago, so that was only 8 nights ago, and that was very low scoring, 26-15 win for Trenton. What's the biggest challenge in playing somebody for the second time so close to one another, Coach?
I think just making sure that we have, the mental edge going into the game. You know, you can't go into a game feeling complacent. You can't go into a game assuming it's just going to be like it was last time. And so I think for us, we've got to be ready to be aggressive because Gallatin's ready. They're going to be hungry for that win. So we just got to make sure that we are constantly on the attack and don't get complacent in our game.
Yeah, I look at tournaments like this too, and I talked about this with Coach Slaughter over at Tri-County yesterday. You know, they're trying to find their way a little bit in there on the consolation side of the South Harrison bracket. So everybody wants to be on the winner's bracket side, but half of the teams aren't, and you're in the group that's in the consolation semifinals. That being said, you know, all four of these teams, and I'm not really familiar with West Platte, but yeah, if you win tonight, you get to play Friday, and that's a good thing. B, I think you got a chance here. I think all four teams have a chance to potentially win a consolation championship if you put two games back-to-back well together.
Yeah, you know, again, we've got to really focus on tonight. Our goal was to win that first-round game and put ourselves on that winner's side of the bracket. But that being said, like you mentioned, we've got to be ready to compete and still have a chance to win two games in this tournament. And like you mentioned, the Lawson tournament is just—it's such a good tournament. There's so many good teams, and so it's just not easy any night you're there. But as far as West Platte, I know they're getting better and better every year. Coach Cruz is put in a lot of really good stuff for them, and they work really hard. We had trouble with them actually last year in our first round game. So they're a really good team. So we got to be ready to go tonight, and then I hope we get an opportunity Friday.
When I caught the game Monday, Coach, you're behind by, I think it was at about 8-12 point margin. It was, I think it was, 20 something to in the teens something. And then, obviously final score 35-23. I didn't catch the part of the game where you kind of fell behind and ended up in the chase position. What point of the game was that? What kind of cost you and got you into that trailing position in the first half?
Yeah, they just forced some turnovers and went on a little run that kind of got them up, I think, 10 at the half, 9 or 10 at the half. And I told the girls we needed to get it down to 7 or 8 going into the fourth, and we were able to and got it as close as 5. And it stayed at 5 for a really long time. We couldn't get over the hump. They rebounded it well. They guarded as well. And we did the same. We put some pressure on at the end trying to make something happen, and they took advantage of that and got some easy buckets at the end. But very competitive game, and I was proud of how hard we worked.
Yeah, you come out of the Lawson tournament. Obviously, you want to win tonight because that gets you an extra game on Friday at 5:30 against either Richmond or West Platte. The GRC is interesting to me. I think Milan's probably established themselves with Katie Pauly and company as a team to beat. But you go to Polo on Tuesday night, and Polo's been interesting because I know they have a loss to Putnam County, which kind of opened my eyes to how good the Lady Midgets can be. But that Polo team is pretty salty this year.
They really are. I mean, if you followed their program, they're getting better and better every single year. Coach Keith, they're just always so prepared. I mean, they're going to be a tough game no matter what. So, same thing as last year. I mean, we had our hands full last year against them, and they've gotten so much better. And like you said, the GRC is not easy. There's not a night that you can take off. And I think we have Polo and Milan next week, and Milan obviously, you're going to be hard pressed to find a better player than Katie Pauly in our area. So she's incredible, and Coach Hurley's doing a great job there as well. So GRC's tough, and we love that night in and night out and being able to compete at a high level. Yeah, it's fun.
Tough and balanced, both games, Polo and Milan, both on the road next week. Coach, I appreciate the time. Good luck with the rest of the tournament down at Lawson this week.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.